Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed your blood out there on Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
Blessing that comforter. They are a part of our daily life. Cause my hands are yours, Jesus.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If this is your first time being here with us, please know that we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Hansel, who has been so gracious and was willing to stand in for me again on last week as I was away. I thank you so much, Brother Tansel. You did an amazing job, and they probably weren't even looking for me to come back because you got so comfortable and confident in doing what you were doing. We appreciate you so, so very much. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of the Central Church of Christ, excuse me, in Smyrna, Georgia, but Brother Willie Bradshaw is the minister. Today, however, Brother Tansel will be providing our words of encouragement, and then immediately following, he will be closing us out with a word of prayer. So we ask all of you to please stop whatever it is that you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Sister Danielle, for all you do for us. And you know, early on last week, we had started a program, and one day we had a tech issue. It just wasn't letting me play the audio from my side. So I texted Danielle early one morning. She was able to hop in, and I believe it was the day Brother Medlock got on, and so she was able to just shift and pivot. You know, when we're given ourselves and we're given our whole heart to the Lord, we're always ready. And I hate to bug you when you're out, but boy, when the program does it, if it doesn't work one day, you certainly feel it. But that's basically what we do as Christians. And I can't thank Sister Danielle enough for being there on the day we certainly had the tech issues there. It just wouldn't let me in every time I dialed in. So you may not know what that's like if you're hosting a call and people are counting on you and you're like, I can't get in. It won't let me in. I'm doing everything right. But Danielle, thank you so much. And you have been committed to making sure this program is so successful. So on behalf of everyone on this call, we certainly thank you for just staying committed to the success of this program. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit more about a blessed family. My week started on a real high. As Brother Bradshaw mentioned, last weekend we had our family reunion here in Atlanta, and I hosted it. And most of my family attended church on Sunday morning, where I gave the sermon that day, and I wanted to talk about family. And every time Sister Danielle plays that song, I listen to the words of it. We're one big family. It made me, you know, it's the gentleman starts by saying, think about your personal relationship with God. We're one big family. The young lady comes on and says, I've been abused before, but your grace saved me. I can't help it. I've got to lift my head up high. And thank you, Father, for knowing me. These are some good words that we can live by as Christians. A few of my takeaways from Sunday and how I looked out into the audience when I was preaching my sermon. When I see my parents sitting in the pews and my sister and my family and, of course, my church family, these things stay in my memory for a long time. And if you've ever been in front of people or on a podium and you feel God speaking through you, it's just magical. It's just magical, everyone. I felt super blessed. And we left there talking about how when we had our final meeting, how we could establish a committee to make it even better next time. And we're just, you know, a small amount of members that attended. We had 21. But we want to recognize individuals as they receive rewards. We want to recognize their birthdays. When someone is sick, we want to pray for them. And we want to be there to encourage people because we don't always know what's going on in individual families. Isn't that exactly what the church family should do, where you're worshiping? If we're one big family, then we should be there for each other. So as we get advice about being a big family, one big family, Acts 4 and 13 says, now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated, untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. People will recognize you for having been with Jesus based upon your character, your conduct, and how you carry yourself each day. people just see it. You know, you're holding your head up high no matter what. Seems like things don't shake you. And if they do, they shake you a little bit, but you're still together. Your foundation is solid as a rock. In 1 Timothy 5 and verse 3, it tells us to honor the widows who are widows indeed. Everyone out there has a different path and a different walk in this life, and we never know what we're going to be faced with. And we have to keep our minds on things on high, things that are higher, the things that are nobler. These are the Lord my sight. I will hasten to him, is what the song says. And if the Lord refreshes your spirit, and we should acknowledge men. That's in 1 Corinthians 16 and 18. For they refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge such men. You know, this has been a lovely day. As I walked outside this morning, it was a different color sky. It looked orange everywhere, but the sun didn't quite break because of all the clouds. There were some white clouds and gray clouds out there, and the sun was just trying to break through, but it was just so beautiful and magical. I took a picture, but it didn't do it justice. But God is always working. You know, things, we see things every day, and sometimes we don't acknowledge what God is doing in our life. Every one of us have to give an account to God in Romans 14 and 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. We all have to stand there in front of our Lord and Savior to give an account of what we've done, what we've accomplished, what we've not accomplished, why we maybe fell short, why we succeeded. So if we know that and we keep our eyes and our minds focused on things above this world, not earthly things, but things out of this world, what's coming next? What is our life going to look like next? Based upon how we're living, what we're doing, then we're going to be standing on the promises of Jesus. So God expects a lot of us. He gives us tools. He gives us people in our lives to keep us heading in the right direction. And you probably heard the thunder. So the Lord agrees with me today. The Lord gives us these magical people, and I'll leave you my phone number. If I can ever pray for you or talk to you or recognize you, please reach out to me. I know all the other ministers on the call are always open. But I just feel that, you know, we're so connected as a people and family, and we need to do more to recognize each other. The good times, the bad times, you know, if someone is sick, let us pray for your family. We're oftentimes lacking when someone gets sick to come forward and let people know. And I get it. It's hurtful, and sometimes the person sick may not want anybody to know. But there is some magic in prayer. There's some works that happen when a prayer is made, a sincere prayer, an earnest prayer, a prayer with supplication. That means you poured every ounce of your heart into it, and you're really just walking and holding the hand of that person and that family. And as we come to a close here today, I just want to remind you of the beautiful song, "Do All in the Name of the Lord." Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do not in name of man or creed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do all in his name, do all in the name of the Lord, in word or deed as God decreed, do all in the name of the Lord. Verse 2 says, be not deceived by worldly greed, do all in the name of the Lord. The Spirit says in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. And the final two verses says, verse 3 is, if you're toiling for a crown, do all in the name of the Lord. Oh, do not trust in the world renown. Do all in the name of the Lord. And the last verse says, till toil and labors here are done, do all in the name of the Lord. Dear Christian friends, if you'd be one, do all in the name of the Lord. And that's what the Lord would like us to do today. Do everything in his name. Walk in his name. Speak in his name. Talk in his name. Good things will come to you if you stay positive and hold fast to your faith. With that, I'll leave us with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for all you provide for us. Thank you for the grace you give us. Thank you for allowing us to always hit the reset button and become better people. We just have to examine ourselves as the Bible tells us and look at ourselves and know that we can become a better person. And that's okay. It's going to require change sometimes. It's going to feel different. You know, you got to do things differently. You're going to create new habits in life, good habits, spiritual habits that's going to keep you closer to God and closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our Heavenly Father as we walk through this world. And you'll see things a little bit differently. Things will bounce off your shoulder. You won't stress as much. You won't worry as much. You won't carry all the baggage and weight of this life. And you won't carry the weight of all the things happening around you, because there's peace in praying to God, knowing that he is going to grant us more than we can keep in our cup as it runneth over. Father, thank you for this lovely day. No matter sun, rain, or no matter what happens, we are still going to do the work today. It's not a day we haven't seen, but it is a day we haven't seen before. But in our minds, we have the choice to make it great. Let's not complain about it. Let's get out there and do God's work and be the people that he expects us to be. And Jesus would be very proud of us, just looking at us saying, look at these Christians. They are certainly standing out. These are some magical people right there. I hope you feel that message. I hope you feel that grace and take this personal challenge as your call today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.